child marriage is a practice that affects about 15 million girls every year. That's 15 million girls whose human rights are violated when they are forced into marriage. Not only are those individual girls' lives compromised, their health, their futures, their aspirations, and their well-being, but that also has really profound implications for the health of their families, their future children, and the communities. So we know that child marriage not only affects individuals, but it has implications for social, economic, and political development, because when girls are married as children, they're less equipped to participate fully in the economic and social life of their communities.
You launched a report this month, a recent report, that highlights ways to prevent and end child marriage. What are some of these ways that you all have put together?
What we looked at in this report was a few programs that are working with girls themselves. So girls either who are at risk of being married as children or girls who are already married. And these programs work with girls usually in group settings and provide them with a variety of information, skills, and social support. And what we found is that these kinds of activities for girls really do help them a lot. First of all, they help transform girls' views of themselves and what they are capable of. And they also help to transform other people's views and their homes and their communities of what they are capable of. And then they also introduce alternatives and other opportunities for girls, such as going back to school or staying in school or seeking economic opportunities like small income generating activities or doing savings and loans with their peers. So those three pathways, the self-transformation, the transformation of how others see them, and these alternatives and additional opportunities, we found can really improve girls' capabilities to make and act on strategic life choices.
It seems like this is also a way to empower girls as well, especially those in developing countries. Because of culture, they don't really have a choice in some matters.
These are situations where poverty plays a huge role in the choices that girls have for themselves and that their families have for them. We know that parents everywhere want the best for their children. They want them to be educated and to be happy. But in contexts where there are few alternatives for girls, extra support is often required to equip girls with this information, with new skills, and with social support, and also to support and engage parents in the process of helping to support their daughters and their sons in a different pathway.
How does a girl overcome the trauma of being married at a very, very young age?
This is something that is extremely important and something that we need to understand better. We need more research on the mental health consequences of child marriage. It really ranges widely depending on the age at which a girl is married and the circumstances of her marriage. Everybody is an individual and has individual experiences, but we do know that when girls are pulled out of school and deprived of their opportunities to really live out their dreams, that that has an important toll on their lives. We've also, though, met a lot of amazing young women, either who are currently married or who, as children, or who were married as child brides, who are really doing an incredible amount to transform their lives and those of their children.
There was a session at the UN General Assembly that focused on early child marriage and ending it. What came out of this session? I know that you all were a part of this.
There's fortunately been a lot of attention to child marriage at the UN General Assembly, including some events hosted by ICRW and other partners. And our goal is to make sure that ending child marriage is a priority in the next set of development goals that are being shaped right now.